Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, welcome, Maya.
Come on, who's that singer?
Jessie Ware.
It's Jessie Ware.
It's called Jessie You and Ware. I brackets forever.
It is. She's a close bracket.
She's a devil for the parentheses, Jessie.
Now,
Ware.
I'm not out of breath because I'm pregnant, which I am. I've just run
all
pregnant?
The way.
You're
pregnant. Congratulations.
Yeah, but I've just I got a call from Rain going, where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you?
She does that voice sometimes because she's so mild-mannered and meek, and then when she needs you, go, which translates into, we need you now, we've just run out of stuff.
Yes, I've had to run. At least it was bright and sunny.
It is gorgeous.
And I'm finally wearing, I made this rookie mistake.
You're wearing your elasticated trousers.
Yeah, I am.
Are they?
Yeah, do you want to see them?
Yeah, go on.
No, you don't.
They're elasticated jeans. Go on, for the guy.
They stop there and then, Whoa! But they're
That's
great
they
because you know with normal clothes, if you eat too much, they start to feel restrictive. But these never do.
You are talking to a man, and that last sentence just died in my head.
Of course, what am I thinking? Clothes are never restricted on you at all.
No, they have to be taken in.
But I made the rookie mistake for the first few months of refusing to change my style, and all my clothes were quite fitted, so I ended up just being really uncomfortable all the time.
And now?
And then I segued into kind of trying to find variations on my style in bigger sizes. Then I went down the horrible cul-de-sac of maternity wear.
Yeah.
It's soul destroying.
Is it?
What?
Have they not copped on that actually some women want to look well when they're pregnant?
Have they copped that on yet? I looked like I was going to hippie festival in the 60s. It was just all massive.
Oh.
Now, maybe the last month when you are massive, you'll need them. But
like
so anyway,
maxi dresses. They like maxi dresses. Those are awful.
Maxi dresses are lovely.
Oh.
What's your problem? But I haven't seen you in ages. And maxi dresses are lovely.
And they're going to be coming in now with that awful...
What's wrong with a nice maxi dress?
Not a fan.
They're beautiful.
No, they're not. They skim over the female silhouette.
They're right up your alley.
They are like...
Yes,
do you know what they're
they
like?
Do. There are different kinds of maxi dresses. The ones that are nicely fitted. The 70s ones.
You must like
those kind of Aussie Clark style
floaty dresses. I do, actually. Now that you
dresses.
Say it, yeah. I do like them. I'm told outside I have to like them.
Yes, you do like them.
They were saying, don't knock the
maxi
dress.
And they are the pregnant woman's friend, as is, as I'm modelling today, the caftan! So I finally invested in some maternity jeans and then some tops just in a larger size, but normal tops.
How's the caftan
and a
working
caftan.
For you?
But the caftan is still the size I would normally wear. It's not maternity.
It's a very dull colour.
For the love of
what
God.
What colour is that? That's a very boring colour.
It's peach.
It's not peach. It's like flesh colour or something.
Yeah, it's kind of the same colour as my skin.
I thought you'd go for something a bit more like pizzazz. There's no pizzazz in that.
I have pizzazzy ones, but I'm using them for filming. I'm on a tight budget.
So it seems.
Yeah, I've just started filming two new shows.
For what?
Yeah, what?
For RT?
Yes.
Is it like What Maya Wants or Maya Eats or whatever? Whatever your program is.
How long have you known me? Thanks for your support. No, What Women Want is done and dusted. I feel like we've covered all...
Okay.
The big issues, and I would like to broaden it out.
So what's next?
Well, I'm doing a new series. Now, I'm only going to manage two episodes before imminent arrival of small screaming alien. So I don't want to take on too much. So yeah, I'm doing two. Hopefully one on childbirth.
Oh God,
which
I hate
is
problems
obviously,
on childbirth.
Of course you don't. It's great.
Go on, what else?
And then, fingers crossed, one on the new Irish in London.
Oh, that's good.
The idea of semigration.
Semigration?
Have you heard this term?
No.
I think it's very interesting.
It's kind of your half here, half there.
Well, I'm kind of a semigrant. Yeah. Years ago, you went. Now, you know, obviously Australia is still emigration, but England isn't emigration anymore. Now, you know, it's more of a commute.
Because you're too close. It's like getting a bus across the sea.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So there are a lot of people who are...
Semigrating.
Sort of foot. Yeah. Which is actually, we're talking about situationships today. I'm not a fan of portmanteau words where you...
I know what you mean.
Squish two words together. I don't tend to be, but then some of them find their way into the dictionary. Like smog is a portmanteau, but a lot of them are things like brangelina, and they fuse two names of
like
people. And that annoys me.
I have one.
Do you?
The non-plement. Where it's a backhanded compliment.
Yes, I heard
compliment.
You chatting about that last week.
Yeah, it's a backhanded compliment. The non-compliment.
Yeah.
Where you think you've just got a compliment, but you haven't.
Just the bit of weight suits me. Oh, what?
The bit of weight suits you. That's a good non-compliment. But what is a situation?
Yes, there was a photograph of me in one of the magazines recently, and someone said, oh, your earrings are nice. And someone said, I love you, don't try to hide your crow's feet when you smile.
Well, a non-plement.
If you smile, everyone's eyes wrinkle up
when
they smile.
And I stood in front of
the mirror going, well, how do those women smile? Because I play this game where you have to cover the lower half of your face on long train journeys, and the person you're with has to guess if you're smiling or frowning. So I'll show you. Am I smiling or frowning?
Well, your eyebrows are frowning.
Uh-huh, I'm smiling.
Oh, see?
You see? So you
remind me never to get the train with you. It's the most boring game in the world.
I have loads of those
games. I never want to be on a train with you, ever.
Really?
Not even a dart.
Come on, this, you
no.
love long train journeys.
I
what
do,
else
but
do you do?
I'll read rather
the other,
than play
the
that
other,
game.
The other game that I created is you have to try and pretend that you don't want to be there, and someone comes in and says, are you okay? And you have to, with your eyes, say, yes, I'm fine, but with your eyes say, I'm not. So, yes, I'm fine.
Well, like you're a hostage.
That kind of thing, yeah. I've been on 17-hour train journeys
really
before.
Have. Well, is the train moving? Like, are you trapped between
no,
stations?
Sounds desperate. Yeah, I'm not just sitting in a...
What is a situationship?
A situationship. Well, we should go back to what it used to be.
Okay.
Because I got the definition from the Urban Dictionary, and it's defined as a problematic relationship characterised by one or more unresolved interpersonal conflicts. So, yeah, in layman's terms.
Layman's terms,
but the dating landscape has changed so much, as we know.
Okay, well, tell me about
that. And the idea of dating and courtship, if you like, that we would have had and our parents would have had even more so than us, is kind of gone because of Facebook and Tinder and Grindr and everything. There are far more hookups and flings that are... And I think, not that they were ever... I mean, the thing is, we all had plenty of flings when we were younger, but now it's easier to have them and it's easier to... distance yourself from the idea of a relationship. And someone said to me recently, or not someone said to me, it was on Facebook, that they're petitioning Facebook to have situationship as a status. You know, you have relationship status, engaged, married, or it's complicated or single.
Yeah.
Situationship, which is just leaving your options open. So
what
saying,
does it mean, though?
What it means is when you are with somebody, but it's not quite a relationship yet. So we're going to move to the second, but that's the first part of it.
What does
so,
that mean?
How
are you with somebody and not with somebody?
So if you hook up with somebody, so it's some of the signs would be things like you don't have a title.
You're not.
You know when you start seeing somebody now, one off is two off, but then after a few weeks, you're still hooking up with them, probably mainly at night, probably communicating mainly by text. Your friends say, "What's going on?" And you think, "I don't really know."
Right.
Is she my girlfriend? Is he my boyfriend? So you don't necessarily have a title. Your friends haven't met yet. After a certain amount of time, it's normal to say, do you want to come meet my friends? Do you want to go for a pint?
So is it the early stages of a relationship, or is it much a thing in its own right?
It's not, because a relationship has an evolution. You know, you see somebody, you might hook up one night, then you're asked out, and it has a natural evolution where eventually someone says, what's going on here? The situationship never does. And usually one of the people involved has said from the beginning, I don't want any strings. But then how long do you let that go?
It sounds like a fling.
But a fling is a passing thing. A situationship is something that goes on for a lot longer.
So why would the male or the female...
You're acting so confused.
No, I'm not going to... I'm with you. But let me ask the question. Why would a male or female allow such a situation to continue? I presume there's an imbalance in that.
There is.
Or do they both
and
agree
the thing
that
about
this is
situationships,
cool?
It's usually that, which is a pretty awful thing to say, but one of the parties at least thinks that this is better than nothing. And that's a horrible way to feel. And it's that half a relationship is better than no relationship. I disagree with that. I think being single is great.
Yeah.
She says married and pregnant. Being single is great. But being single is great. It has plenty of benefits. But being in a situationship is not so good. So you have to ask yourself, if you've been seeing somebody for quite some time, maybe a matter of months, you communicate by text, things like an event comes up and you wonder, God, should I ask him or her to this wedding or to this birthday I'm going to? And they say, no, because we're not really
a thing. I presume then the other person says, well, if that's...
It's also it's really bad for your self-esteem if after a while it doesn't evolve into something, because you think, well, is it just getting your leg over? Am I just a booty call? Because that's the thing, it tends to be more about sex than anything else.
Yeah.
So that's a situationship.
Okay.
But more recently and more disturbingly, I've heard people describe long-term established relationships using that term. So people who are married, people who are engaged, people who live together and have kids, who have been... So it's sort of evolved a little bit to say, right, the situation this time is the mortgage, the kids, the actual, you know, the actual marriage certificate. And I find that... Really,
so are they
depressing.
Saying that they're up for a shenanigan?
Yeah. No, what they're saying is that if it wasn't for these... For example, the first situationship, they're saying, you know, maybe if something better came along, I'd be gone. But for the time being, I feel like this is...
This'll do.
This'll do. It'll have to. It's the best that I can have at the moment. But if you're actually in an established relationship, but thinking the same way, that I would not be here if it wasn't for
the
mortgage.
That's kind of tragic, isn't it?
I think it is. And is it a sign of...
Sounds like a dead, the love is
gone. Post-processionary times we're in. Yeah, this is getting very miserable, isn't it?
No, but this is what it is.
Well, look, all relationships are unbalanced to an extent. Even in very happy marriages, it's rarely... I'm reading an article years ago by a very bright psychologist whose name I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Who said it's rarely, if you're going to make a relationship, into, put it into mathematical terms, it's rarely 50-50. But a really good one might be 48-52 or even 60-40. But there's always someone who might care a little bit more. The balance of power is weighted in one corner slightly more than the other. Mm-hmm. But it's when that starts to tilt and suddenly it's 70-30 or 80-20 that you have a big problem.
Yeah.
And in the first kind of situationship that we discussed, if it's 80-20 where you might have a guy or a girl who really wants more, the other person will probably know that and they're stringing them along until, let's be honest, they find something else. But they say once you have set out your stall from the beginning and said to somebody, I don't want this to be serious,
yeah,
you essentially absolve yourself from all responsibility of ever having to do the proper dating thing or meet their family because you haven't lied. It's not like you have promised them the sun, moon and stars.
Exactly. And the other person then can decide whether or not that's acceptable.
Yes.
And if it's not, they can skedaddle. And if they feel, well, that's okay, I'm not really up for anything serious either, then we're
all agreed. Which I think is fine short term, but long term, it's really damaging. It's really damaging for your confidence and for your self-esteem.
But not if they both consent to this scenario.
But this is the thing. Is it if you apply that same equation that's never 50-50 in a relationship, then in a situation, it's still not. Well, so if it's going to be unbalanced.
You're implying then that one of them people...
You're trying to make this right.
No,
it's not.
You're
right.
Implying that... Well, I'm not in slice. What I'm doing is I'm just not letting you have a rant, a monologue.
It's just
this is not a monologue.
It's because of my flesh-coloured kaftan, isn't it?
Which is disappointing, I'll give you that. But I'll keep going anyway. And now you've derailed my train that you were on making stupid faces.
Well, here, am I smiling or frowning?
Give me a pain.
It's a really good game.
Situationship, says Niamh in Wicklow Town, is situationship is one person just waiting for something better to come along, which is what you've been saying. Another says, listening to Maya, I've got a friend that she's with this guy for nearly 2 years. We still haven't had a conversation or met him formally. Would you describe that as a relationship or complicated or a joke? And she's quite happy to go along with this.
Gosh, you see, a situationship is often called a complicated relationship. But a complicated relationship is a relationship has to be where two people have agreed that they are in a relationship.
A complication.
Oh, God.
That's what they do.
That's what you do.
It's always in my head. I'm always playing with words. It's great crack. I must share some of my word games on the train with you someday.
Yeah.
You'd love that.
Yeah, I don't get
different
the train anymore.
Different carriage.
I don't get the... Yeah, just text me. But I think it's been going on for 2 years. That's not a good situation to be in.
How do you know that? How can you suddenly be judge and jury?
Because
how do you know
girl,
that this suits these two people?
This girl clearly cares about her friend, that's why. And friends care about each other. And if they think that something is amiss, then I think alarm bells should go off.
They write an anonymous letter and send it into the post and say, we all think you're rancid.
No. Look, I was in that situation years ago, a couple of times. And I think I was the one who cared more. And you do kind of hang on thinking, well, he has to like me eventually, but...
Jesus, that's like the kid in the back, sitting in the playroom waiting for the doorbell to ring.
I was wrong.
You were wrong there. Anyway, it all panned out nicely in the end. Thanks to the world. Christine in Tipperary says, I play that cover the lower half of the photo game as well. It's great fun on politicians and celebrities. Are they telling the truth or not?
Oh, I don't apply it to photograph. I love this. We're talking about something relatively serious. And it's, hey, let's talk about black magic.
I put oil on this chair yesterday because it was squeaking. And of course,
saw you pointing down saying, I put oil on this. And I'm so glad you said chair because I didn't know where you were going. You just pointed down. I went, where?
The only thing squeaking in the studio was the chair.
What are you oiling?
And Fergal and came in to help me.
Yeah, I tuned in at the end and heard you were oiling something, but...
It's the chair.
Okay, that's
wasn't
good.
The guest. They don't like being oiled.
Yeah, it was... You don't like being oiled?
No.
I am oiling from just chest area to upper thighs at the moment.
No,
daily
not,
oil ash.
No interest in pregnant oiling.
Do you
now,
not?
No. Why?
The great stretch mark debate.
I have no interest in talking about stretch marks today. We'll do it again. We did it already, didn't we? We did it with somebody recently. Who did it? She's very good. Who was in talking about stretch marks? Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, so anyway, yeah. Daily oiling.
Now, situationships.
I haven't applied that lower half of the face game to photograph. That's a great idea.
There you go. The train is beckoning and coming down the tracks with only with a great excitement with you waiting for it.
I do, but nowadays they do say that teenagers will... Now, not that we were never in long-term relationships when we were teenagers.
Yes.
Certainly I wasn't. Nobody looked at me.
I'm not surprised.
But...
not with their flesh-coloured caftans.
I wore a lot of flesh-coloured clothing.
So you're on your own going to the caftan
but
shop.
But that they will drift into these kind of relationships thanks to, again, online dating and this bizarre dating landscape and how it shifted. They will drift into these kind of non-committed relationships, and it doesn't teach them the value of, you know, and no one needs to be in a relationship. I think when you're early 20s you should be out having fun, and early 30s, and wait for as long as you can because life is short, and get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But you still need to have your heart broken once or twice, and you need to understand what it's like to be in a committed relationship, even if it's only a short-term thing for a while.
I think you're being quite judgmental this morning.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you're being a little bit on the throne of judgment. You sit on a throne of judgment.
We know what sort of throne you sit on.
Yes.
Lies.
Now, we stay away from Christmas movie references. And
oh, that
talk
wasn't a movie reference.
There we go. But I think you're being quite judgmental.
No,
I think
not.
People are entitled to go and have a bit of this and a bit of that and the way and
of course
not
they
being
are.
A big thing.
But what I'm saying is younger...
shouldn't all have great expectations.
Younger kids today have a very skewed idea of what a relationship might be. And I think
how do you know?
Because I know from statistics.
There you go. Do you know any young people?
No, I don't, actually. I know plenty of young people.
I
know plenty of young people, and I see how they interact with each other, and I see how, excuse me, social media follows them home. You know, there's no getting away from the fact that this is the new landscape for kids. And they don't necessarily, they don't date the way we used to.
Okay.
And I don't think that's good for self-esteem. I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying I don't think that's good for confidence.
I think you put the mental in judgmental.
And confident.
Now, a text says, Ryan, pregnant hippie dresses are rent-a-tent dresses.
Oh, I know. And there's a hint of a marquee all right about some of them.
That's what I was thinking. When you come in here in a couple of weeks' time, will you be wearing a muumuu?
Oh,
would you
I'm
please
just
going to
cut a hole in a duvet. I have some unfortunate tunics that I bought online, and they're called maternity tunics. And they look like, you know, tabards. You remember no one used
no,
that word.
I've never heard that word.
Yes, you have. A tabard is what people who worked in canteens, dinner ladies.
Oh, like a pinafore.
Like the double apron with the side.
I know
clips.
Exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I didn't know they had a formal name,
yes,
like tabard.
Woman in a tabard.
Is it a song?
It was a song, yeah. And that wasn't a real song.
Did it was in your head?
No, that was a Vic and Bob sketch ages ago.
Oh, God. Sorry. Could we call Obscurity on the phone there and say we want him back? Maxi dresses make some women look like a moving mountain, says Dara. Fab tunes this morning, Ryan.
Here we go.
The maxi dress is not an attractive look for women.
Look, let's be honest. If you are a larger lady, I mean, if you are in bigger sizes, I think that there's such a myth about wearing black or wearing slimming clothes. The fact is, if you're a very big man or a woman, you're always going to look very big. And maxi dresses may not be the most flattering thing, but they are actually really beautiful garments.
I don't think they're not flattering. Some people think they're flattering, mostly women who wear maxi dresses.
Someone just described them as moving mountains.
Well, that's a bit harsh. I wouldn't agree with that. I just don't think they're... I just think, you know, I've told you what I think.
Oh, no. I
disagree with Maya. I'm female and in friends with benefits relationship. Sometimes the company is better than being alone, and I like sex. So what? Plus, why are people assumed to be cold in some way in these relationships? Everyone to their own. That's another person who feels you're a bit judgmental.
Did I use the word cold? I don't think I used the word cold.
I think that you're now being legal.
I think friends with benefits is a slightly different thing.
Oh.
But what we're talking about is, yeah.
Isn't that a situationship?
I don't think so. Not if you're genuine. But the thing is, you have to be friends to begin with then.
You can become friends and have benefits.
And that is, again, it's slightly different because friends drift into sexual liaisons and then usually one of them meets somebody else. And it normally damages the friendship.
Yeah, I would agree with that, if you can't be mature about it. Now, here's a few more words that people are suggesting. Internest, the cocoon on blankets and pillows you gather around yourself when you spend lots of hours on the internet.
The what? Internest?
Internest. So you surround yourself with blankets and everything and go on the internet for hours. I could think of nothing less interesting than
How
doing that.
How long are they spending on the internet?
Do you not find a real person and have sex with them? Now, another says, ambitious. Striving to be better than the average bitch. I'm not sure about that one. Doppelbanger. Having sex with someone who looks a bit like you but isn't related. That's great. Doppelbanger.
That is fantastic.
Do you ever see couples walking along the street and they look like each other? I find that fascinating.
Disturbing word I've ever heard.
Doppelbanger.
Doppelbanger, that's great.
Textpectation, the anticipation felt when waiting for a reply to a text. Great textpectations.
Oh, I wish I'd bought in some
They're
more of
good.
These now.
And we weren't looking for that. Another says, so what do you do...
Doppelbanger.
That's really good. Doppelbanger. So what do you do when your bump is so big the maternity jeans don't tie anymore? Is that a question, I think?
Don't. Well, I discovered there are different kinds of maternity jeans.
There's 5 to 10.
Some
minutes.
Of them that go under the bump, some go over the bump. And I have now... I have moved from the under the bump to the over the bump one. So these ones, the actual waistband is right down under your pelvis.
Great.
And then the rest is this kind of mass of elastic.
Brilliant.
So
well, I can feel a woman's way cover coming any day soon, there, Maya, with that class of information. We have to leave
hey,
it there.
Hey, I was the cover of Tatler last month.
I know.
Come on.
And everyone was complimenting you on that. Now, what you're going to do is...
Complimenting me.
There we go. She's gone. What you're going to do is you're going to knock yourself. But that's fair enough. Knock yourself out of the park. You did look great, in fairness to you. It's great to see you, Maya. You're painful.
Hey, yeah. I bought you a cake.
What sort of cake?
Coffee cake with no walnuts.
So now
sans
we love you
walnuts.
Again. Sans noisette.
Except
I love it.
Because I'm pregnant, I was hungry in the way and ate most of it.
That's okay. Once
no,
is
I didn't.
One
it's
slice
a fully
me.
Intact cake.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Coffee and cake coming up after 10. Maya, so good to see you. When are you having the baby? July, is
July,
it?
Yeah.
Great.
So 6 and a half
early,
months
mid,
now.
Late?
Well, who knows? Mid.
Mid.
It's actually, exciting. Yeah. Well, one of my best friends had a baby this morning.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Boy or girl?
A girl.
No, so. But what do they have? Okay, thanks, Maya.